This hour, Sky News now reporting that body parts belonging to slain journalist Jamal Khashoggi have been found. He was last seen entering the Saudi consulate on the 2nd of October to obtain documents for his forthcoming marriage. Now, of course, we're sticking with this story and our lines are always open on 011-883-0702. So we do want to hear from you. We welcome your views, your comments, your reaction to the stories that we're about to bring you. So set the agenda by actually talking to us. Now, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan has said this morning the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was planned. Khashoggi was a tough critic of the Saudi crown prince. He disappeared after entering that consulate in Istanbul on the 2nd of October. He was there to collect a document for his impending marriage. Now today, Erdogan detailed the findings of investigations by Turkish officials into Khashoggi's disappearance. We're joined on the line now by Executive Director at the Afro-Middle East Center, Naeem Gina. Naeem, good evening to you. Thank you so much for your time and for accommodating our time changes with all the breaking news this afternoon. Some very serious allegations and revelations from the Turkish leader earlier today, and it seems all accusations point to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
Yes, absolutely. I think Erdogan kind of stopped short of making a direct accusation or even using Mohammed bin Salman's name, but that's where everything is pointing to. And it seems that from about 3 weeks ago, when Khashoggi was murdered, immediately after then, the Turks have been releasing little bits of information on a virtually daily basis, with the intention, it seems to me, to try and convince the Saudis to come clean, and they never did. Every day that new information was leaked, they came up with new stories. And so Erdogan's statement today was calling quite reverentially, I should say, yes, calling on King Salman, Mohammed's father, to take some action. And so he's still leaving the door open for the Saudis to come clean and deal with Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince.
I want to ask you this. I mean, Erdogan calling for at least 18 Saudi intelligence suspects to be tried on Turkish soil for this murder. Can you actually see that happening, even though Erdogan says the Saudi king's promised his cooperation?
I don't think that that's what the Saudis want to do. They've arrested 18 people. They say they fired two quite senior people and people quite close to Mohammed bin Salman. But what exactly firing means, we're not sure. They could be removed from the posts and given a big retirement package somewhere. Yes. But the demand that they be sent to Turkey for trial, I don't think that the Saudis will want to give in to that. But certainly it seems to me that from Erdogan's perspective, that's not the first prize. The first prize is that Mohammed bin Salman must be removed from his post. And if that happens, I think that he might, or the Turks might, give in on the demand to try those 18 people. Because as far as they're concerned, ultimately it is Mohammed bin Salman that's responsible, not the 18 foot soldiers.
Right. I mean, there's a massive investment summit underway into future projects at the Crown Prince's request. That's happening right now. But some of the main players, including multinational company directors and politicians, have pulled out because of what's happened. What does this development mean for Saudi Arabia's relations with many of its friends, including the United States?
Well, immediately it seems extremely serious. It's going to now depend on whether, of course, that becomes a long-term thing. Certainly in the United States, for example, and, in the Saudi royal family, no one can really become king unless the Americans kind of approve it. But in the United States, there's a bit of a battle on. On the one side, it's a number of members of Senate and Congress who want Mohammed bin Salman gone. And they include, Republican senators, quite right-wing senators, who have had relations with Mohammed bin Salman before, but are now calling for his head. And as well as a number of the media, including, Fox News, which is quite right-wing. And then on the other side, you have the White House, Trump and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, in the main, who are in a sense kind of trying to make excuses for Mohammed bin Salman. How this battle plays out remains to be seen, but I think that what the Turks have done is provided all the evidence they have, which I believe implicates Mohammed bin Salman, provided that to the Americans, and are waiting now for the Americans to put pressure on the Saudis to take action. So if that happens, then of course there will be long-term consequences. The Germans, the French, the British, you know, all of these finance ministers, etc., who have pulled out of the summit,
yes,
as well as many of big business leaders have pulled out, is an indication that certainly the Western world wants some drastic kind of response to what has taken place. The fact that their spaces were filled by Easterners and Russians, I think, is you know, doesn't fill the space really, because Saudi Arabia really does need the United States and European support.
You know, there was this angle that I found absolutely fascinating, Naeem, and the suggestion that Saudi was planning to build a 7 trillion rand megacity with a bridge to Africa over the Red Sea. I mean, while the West is seemingly distancing itself from Saudi Arabia over this issue, are South Africa and other African countries going to start strengthening their ties with Saudi Arabia?